brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 30 minutes, former New Mexico governor and presidential candidate on the Republican ticket, Gary Johnson, going to be joining us. Bob Chapman should be popping in, calling us any moment. I got a lot of key news here that we're going to be going over. Obviously, big story up on Drudge Report right now, red-linked. Bilderberg Insider, Kissinger calls for U.S. ground invasion of Libya. It's also on Infowars.com, but then again at DrudgeReport.com is the easiest way to find it. And Paul Watson is also adding new info since we had Jim Tucker, who's got the Bilderberg sources on record, joining us. He joined us and broke down the fact that the banksters are saying they're going to raise oil prices by the end of next year, conferring with what our big oil company exec source has told us. And I know the source that Pastor Lindsey Williams has given us. Of course, Ken Fromm, now public, the other big oil company executive, died last year, so we can now tell you about one of his sources, saying that they're planning to take it up to about $7 a gallon by the end of next year as part of the system to bankrupt the general public and to take excess dollars off the global market and send them back to the globalist. They feed them out there into the economy, and then they suck them back up through their vacuum cleaner. So that is coming up. Also, Senator Al Franken questions Apple over iPhone tracking. Well, now they admit Google and the other companies are involved, as I told you. The Congress should know it is the Congress that put this into law in 1996. So we're going to be going over that as well. We're going to be going over what's happening with the 9/11 responders to be warned. They will be screened by FBI's terrorism watch list. This out of the George Soros Huffington Post. A provision of the new 9/11 health bill may add insult to injury for people who feel sick after the service in the aftermath of the 01 Al-Qaeda attacks, Huffington Post has learned. Tens of thousands of cop, firefighters, construction workers, and others who survived the worst terrorist assault in U.S. history and risked their lives in the wake of the will soon be informed that their names must be run through the FBI's terrorism watch list, according to a letter obtained. Well, we've got the Homeland Security internal documents from 2 years ago. Their number one group they spy on is veterans and gun owners. Any of the responders who are not compared to the database of suspected terrorists would be barred from getting treatment for numerous worsening ailments. I remember Homeland Security Ridge, the head of it years ago, said on C-SPAN, he said, you're going to have a job. To have a job, you're going to have Homeland Security authorization to work at 7-Eleven anywhere. So now to get health care, you're going to have to go through them. That's like I've got the clip of Rahm Emanuel saying, we want to put you on a no-fly, no-gun-buy. They put you on a list, don't tell you why, no judge, no jury, no conviction. Now they want to put you on a no-gun-buy list. They've introduced that legislation, and he's been pushing it for years. And now I guess they fought for their health care from the deadly dust that the government told them wasn't dangerous, and so they're going to run them through a terror database and no judge, no jury, no conviction. It's just if they feel like it, they'll be denied health care. Any of the responders who are not compared to the database of suspected terrorists would be barred from getting treatment for numerous worsening ailments that the James Zadarog 9/11 Health Aid Compensation Law was passed to address. It's a requirement that was tacked onto the law during the bitter debates over it last year. The letter from Dr. John Howard, director of the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, informs medical providers and administrators that they should begin letting patients know that the new program kicks off this July. This is absurd. Well, no, it's not absurd, said Glenn Klein, former NYPD emergency services officer. It's silly. It's stupid. It's asinine. No, it's not silly. Government sticking their hands down your kids' pants is about breaking your will. Government putting fluoride in your water, it's deadly poison, is about setting the precedent. And running you through a terror database to get health care is what all Americans are going to have. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to get health care. You're not going to have a bank account. You're not going to have a driver's license if they don't approve of it. And the license plate readers are going to know if you're driving without a license, and they're going to SWAT team your butt. That's the future. You don't buy. You don't sell. You don't live. And you got to pay to breathe with the carbon tax.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com normally joins us for a full hour on Fridays, but we can only get Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, and announced presidential run as a Republican yesterday in the last 30 minutes. But again, you can check out all the great work of Bob Chapman at theinternationalforecaster.com. I want to get into S&P. I want to get into what their move saying that the outlook for the U.S. keeping its AAA rating is not good. It's only happened one other time in 1941 and the week after Pearl Harbor. Silver, gold exploding, even though the European and North American markets are shut down for Easter coming up on Good Friday. I want to get into a lot of issues, but first, going to Bob Chapman, this bombshell report put out by Jim Tucker with his inside sources in Bilderberg that have been proven accurate over the years. I mean, he's called it all because these guys are running the show. He said they're very frightened, they're very scared, mirroring what Cass Sunstein said at the White House within the documents that have been leaked and admitted to be real. What Brzezinski said last year on C-SPAN, that humanity's awake and staring at the elite and they're in trouble. He said David Rockefeller in his wheelchair, which we just saw him down in Chile. He is in a wheelchair now, 96 years old. Kissinger, his valet, his gopher, and other top globalists at a Bilderberg steering group meeting ahead of the meeting in June in Switzerland. These also were meetings in Europe, three of them, that they are panicking, they are scared, and they've decided to go ahead and raise the oil prices in the next year and a half to $7 a gallon in an attempt to impoverish us like Mexico or North Korea does, to make us so poor we can't do anything but try to survive. And we know that's their public policy of post-industrial America with the green carbon taxes, and that Kissinger is pushing for the full-on ground invasion of Libya, and that they're hopping mad that alternative media forced the L.A. Times, New York Times, Washington Post to report that al-Qaeda is the core of the Libyan groups being backed by the West. They are in three different meetings, which makes them dangerous, Bob, very, very scared right now, and that means they're more dangerous than ever. Bob Chapman, military intelligence author, biggest private, for those that don't know him, a lot of news stations, biggest newsletter, financial newsletter in history until he retired, came back, biggest private silver and gold broker, just amazing foresight on what's happening. This really concurs with your overall analysis and your military sources that the system, I mean, I'm hearing it all over talk radio now. Now mainline people are saying the ultra-rich are robbing the middle class. Conservatives are not just worshiping megacorporations. They finally have shifted their paradigm and said both parties are owned. The ultra-rich are waging war against the middle class because the middle class and nouveau riche have figured out they weren't going to have seats at the New World Order table, Bob. I mean, this is so exciting what's happening, but we've got to know the empire is going to strike back. Give us your analysis.
Well, first of all, that was great. And secondly, we have talked about that months ago. And I'm glad they're picking up on it. And I'm glad they're terrified, because they should be, because we're not going to take any prisoners. And they're not either. I think they'll expedite their program in the Middle East. Gaddafi is caught in the middle. Actually, he's fairly popular in his own country. I see him running around in his Mercedes up through the roof with no guards around him and waving to everybody, and they're all jumping up and down and waving. But they got to go after it. They want the bank. They want the gold. They want the aquifers and the oil. They want Libya and AFRICOM. And so on. And
they want Libya to be the base of AFRICOM. Webster Tarpley said that 2 years ago in the Obama deception, because it's got the water. It's got one of the biggest gold reserves in the world. It's got everything they need. And now it's on.
Well, he's right. He does wonderful work. And yes, he has been out in front of a lot of other people. And I tip my hat, take my hat off to him. Thank you very much. We need more people like he. I think there's going to be more turmoil as we go along here, plus this all-out invasion. That's why the president has asked for 250 million, whatever it was, for more weapons to go into Libya, and they'll be sending troops in soon, I'm sure. That'll keep the pot boiling as well. So people won't be looking at the stock market and the bond market, the unemployment and all those other things, and particularly the price of gold and silver. And for those of you who didn't get in on gold and silver already, boy, this is a great time to do it. I bought some more on yesterday, and I recommend that you do the same. The situation with gold is twofold. Number one, it is the only real money, and it's proved that in the last 2.5 years in its silent battle with the dollar. And now it's being also fed by another rocket, which is higher inflation, which Wall Street and others are finally catching on to. So it's got a double rocket going for it. Probably go to 1600, 1650 here, back and fill for 75, 100 bucks, and then go to 2000 before the year's out, and maybe very soon. Silver, a totally different situation. Yes, being driven by the possibilities of higher inflation, but also we have that giant naked short position. And, you know, people are talking about $50 being a barrier. I've been in the markets for over 50 years, and I know that when you look back historically at something that's this old, that is the top on silver, You know, usually there's resistance at a level because people want to get out. But that's not true in this case. And you know why? The average investor is 55 years old. 40 years onto 55 is 95. There are no sellers up there. They're all dead. Just think about that. So you hear all this folderol about this happening and that happening. Is it going to happen? What is going to happen is that JPM and HSBC are going to have to make a decision. When do we call this game? And I think it'll be between $55 and $60 an ounce of silver, which is only $10 to $15 away. And they get three choices. Partial default. In other words, holders of contracts, we can't deliver silver. We'll give you 30 or 50 cents on the dollar. Number two, total default, just walking away from it, possible. Number three, the Federal Reserve steps in and covers them and pays the people off with cash.
That's what I think is going to happen. But Bob, a lot of listeners out there don't understand markets or don't have a great understanding of it. In layman's terms, there is a record short on silver in the next month, but it's institutional investors, the Wall Street Journal reports, and that record short is dwarfed by a record call. And correct me if I'm wrong, that illustrates that the smart money's on it only going up.
That's right. They're taking delivery in the next month. That would be May. And gold would be June. And so they're gonna, and June's always a big month, and as is May for delivery. So we'll see how many take delivery. But apart from that, that's okay, and that's good for the upside. But the real twist here is what are they going to do? And I think the American people will go ballistic if the Fed bails out JPM and HSBC. Why? The number is this. At $46 an ounce, it closed higher than that on Friday in the May month, which is the real active month. It closes $46.69 up $222. The debt there is about $90 billion. At $55 to $60, it's around $130 to $140 billion. That's what the Fed will be on the hook for. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And even if the Fed takes them off the hook, doesn't make any difference because it's going to reflect very badly on those paper contracts.
All right, let me ask you this question, though. Again, in layman's terms for folks out there, Max Keiser, big stockbroker in his own right, pushing this whole silver run and predicting it here 6 months ago or more and pushing it since. He's saying if it goes to 47, they're doomed and that they will default. And I've tried to get the technicals on that from him, but why do you think
he could be right? Well, we just don't know. The point is this: what's going to happen after a default or a payoff? And that is the paper markets, such as the futures, the gold and silver options, the derivatives, and those holding them, are going to be in serious trouble. And SLD and GLV, the two exchange-traded funds, we don't know how much gold and silver they have, but we do know they have copious amounts of those contracts.
What can the globalists do? How will the empire strike back? How are they going to try to drive it down ahead of their shorts?
Can't do it. Nobody will sell. It's incredible. I mean, try to find physical silver. It just isn't happening. I mean, ask Chet Anderson how easy it is to get.
So you're saying there's no way, you're saying already there's no way out that there's going to be some type of chicanery.
Well, there's going to be some kind of confrontation, and it's going to ruin the paper markets is what I was getting at. Whether they'll stay in business or not remains to be seen. And that's because the people really want to do business on exchanges that don't pay off. I mean, that's ridiculous. And so that means the physical market will become king, and that's what we'll all be.
That's right. They've been using the paper market to suppress the physical. So you're talking about the lid being blown off, the volcano erupting, Bob.
That's right. And what'll happen? And let's say they capitulate at $58 on silver, and they say, we're going to pay you cash, or we're going to have the Fed pay us.
Tell us what happens after the break. Bob Chapman's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us. Learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Okay, Bob, you were getting the how you see this shaking out. You've got the floor. Break down this surge in metals and what it signifies, exposing the paper fraudulent markets.
Well, it's going to do that, that's for sure. And when it does happen, there's going to be a lot of disgruntled people. And even if they're getting paid cash, because they don't want to let go of their silver positions, and it's going to spread to gold as well. And they'll both take off. There'll be another leap forward. And, where would it leap from? With silver, maybe 55 to 75 or 80. With gold, maybe from 1650 up to 2000. We don't know, but we should get a blast from it.
What are the different scenarios?
Well, the three scenarios is the three I just laid out. But gold and silver are going to continue to go higher. This is only one episode. This is one battle that we won because they did something stupid in their greed and their arrogance. It should have never happened. They should have been offloading that Bear Stearns position, which they originally got when Bear Stearns went under, which was short. And Bear was doing that for the U.S. government. It's just like the U.S. government is semi-controlling these hedge funds offshore. And they're going long and they're going short. And nobody knows what they're doing except the government, because the government's commissioning them to manipulate the markets.
And by the way, you said that decades ago. They've recently admitted that they're coordinating with the hedge funds and the big brokerage firms and the big mega banks in this whole manipulation. The plunge protection team is only one layer or facet. Now, what does it signify with this S&P announcement that they don't have a good outlook for the dollar keeping its AAA rating?
S&P's known that since the beginning of September of 1971, after, on August the 15th, 1971, Richard Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. From then, it's been a fiat currency. And from then on, it's been a disaster, as we all know. And S&P is an integral part of the criminal organization that runs our country. And they, through extortion, make companies pay for reports that they don't want on their own companies.
By the way, the Greek Prime Minister is basically saying the same thing about rating agencies in AP today. But here's the issue. We now know the White House tried to twist their arm not to issue this. Did they issue it so they would keep any of the credibility they have?
Maybe. And I don't believe the story about the White House. I believe that this is a setup. I was going to get to that, but I had to give you the background because of criminals. And the background you have now, the next step, why they did what they did, they want to get legislation passed to cut back on Social Security and Medicare. And so they're saying you have to clean up your act by cutting back on all these deficits. And what has Ryan and the Democrats as well been saying about cutting back? Well, it's got to be Social Security and Medicare, and that's what we paid into. And so that's what they're going to go after, and that's what S&P was up to.
You know, I thought that myself, that they don't want to go after the banksters and the trillions in derivatives and the debt black hole. They want to scapegoat Social Security and things. And basically, this is the austerity as more and more of the GDP and our taxes go to the banksters.
26% of that budget goes for the military. That's the highest number. And then you have Social Security and Medicare, which I think are 25 and 24 or something like that. The point is, they don't want to cut the military. They want to keep on killing people. And they want to keep on trying to control people, and they do that by shooting at them. And I'll tell you, the people in the military are not very happy about it, the professionals in particular, because I talk to them all the time. And so there's a continued awareness and a growing disgruntlement in the military at all levels, but particularly among the officers and the non-coms, who are professional people.
Well, Bob, that's the point I made earlier.
I was there.
That's the point I was making earlier in closing, is I'm finally hearing all the neocon hosts admit the Federal Reserve is evil and the head of the New World Order and engineering this. I mean, they're really starting to wake up, because I think they realize they're being targeted.
That's right. And all I have to do is go back and read the history of totalitarian regimes such as in Germany and Russia, and they will find that the little helpers like those guys out there who are competing with us and losing, incidentally, they're going to be the first ones to go.
Folks, if you want a copy of the International Forecaster, a trial copy, it's excellent. 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, we'll see you for a full hour coming up next week. God bless. We'll talk to you then.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Former governor of New Mexico, presidential candidate Gary Johnson, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Gold Dutch treat, you were sweet. Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame.
Well, Gary Johnson is a Republican and serves as the honorary chairman of the Our America Initiative. He's been an outspoken advocate for effective government, lower taxes, winning the war on drug abuse by decriminalization, protecting our civil liberties, revitalization of the economy, and prompting entrepreneurship and privatization. In 94, he was elected popularly as the governor of New Mexico, reelected in 98. He couldn't run for a third time because of term limits. OurAmericanInitiative.com is his website. And he was traveling around the country 3 or 4 months ago. We had him in studio here. And he's got a book out, of course, or this new initiative out. And I pointed out that that looked like he was thinking about running for president. And he said, well, we're testing the waters. And so going from memory, he may not have a book out. I'm going from 3 or 4 months ago when he was in studio with us. The point is, he announced yesterday that he is running for president. He thinks he can focus on New Hampshire with his libertarian slash conservative ideas, in many respects similar to Ron Paul, except for the abortion issue. And so he joins us now to talk about a host of issues. Governor, great to have you back with us.
Alex, it's great to be on, and the new website would be Gary Johnson 2012, in that I am engaged right now in the contest of running for President of the United States. I'm out here trying to get Republicans to check me off as their spokesperson.
Well, there's only one other guy out there who I think's got a better record than you overall, and that's Ron Paul, obviously. At the same time, he is 75 years old. By him getting ready to announce soon, regardless, he's going to educate a lot of people and kind of get Rand positioned for the future, who's also really proving himself to be a constitutionalist and libertarian in the U.S. Senate. But, Gary, I really support almost all of your positions and think you are one of the best candidates, light years ahead of Trump, Mitt Romney, all these other insiders. But let me get my one contentious bone out of the way with you. You are overall a states' rights guy, but you are for a woman's, quote, right to choose, at least in the first trimester. That's, better than, being for partial birth abortion and things like that. But, instead of the media framing it for you, where do you stand on abortion?
I support a woman's right to choose up until viability of the fetus. As governor of New Mexico, I would have signed a bill banning late-term abortion. I've always favored parental notification. I've always favored counseling. And I've always favored the notion of no public funds used for abortion.
And I guess that is a libertarian view, but what about Ron Paul's argument that it should be a state rights issue? But then he goes on to say, as a libertarian, what about the baby's rights? I mean, sure, the mother has rights, but what about the baby?
Well, I would agree that that it should be a state rights issue, and I also recognize that this is an issue that we may just have to agree to disagree on. Meaning, I do support a woman's right.
Now, Gary Johnson, 2012.com, and we appreciate you joining us so early into your announcement. What, you announced yesterday morning?
Yes. Announced here in New Hampshire. I think that, first of all, New Hampshire is really key for me, that you can go from obscurity to national prominence based on doing well in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is a great place. I mean, New Hampshire, the people in New Hampshire, I think, recognize that they get to vet all the candidates and that they're going to do that, that they're going to go out of their way to meet all the candidates. And so it's retail politics at its best. It's cussing, disgusting at every juncture. And that's a good thing. And as a result of doing well in New Hampshire, getting vetted by the voters in New Hampshire, New Hampshire really sets the stage for the rest of the country.
Governor, let's shift gears into the areas where I really agree with you. You were on 3-4 months ago here, and you talked about we're going to go bankrupt. It's a mathematical certainty. The budget is way too big. We've got the banker bailouts, the derivatives. Under this fractional reserve banking system, at the end of the Ponzi scheme, it's mathematically impossible for a new dollar to be created. A dollar of debt is created. And we have the Federal Reserve head in Kansas, in Dallas, saying we've got to cut the budget, we've got to cut spending, military, welfare, across the board, banker bailouts have got to end, or we're going to go bankrupt. And Geithner comes out Friday and then Sunday and then Tuesday of this week saying if we don't raise the debt limit, if we don't increase spending, if we don't raise taxes, then we're going to default. But aren't we already technically defaulting with 70-plus percent monetization by the Federal Reserve? As an economic guy, break down for us your concern about this or your view on this S&P saying they have a negative outlook towards the dollar and U.S. Treasuries keeping their AAA rating.
Well, you said it. I mean, it couldn't be said any better. We're buying up our own treasuries, so what we've done is we've delayed the economic collapse that is in the offing. If we weren't buying up our own treasury debt, I think that we would see that happen tomorrow. I'm an optimist, and I think this country is a country of optimists. The only way that we address this, and that isn't to say that we still won't have an economic collapse, because in essence, we can't pay back $14 trillion in debt when our ongoing yearly deficit is $1.6 trillion. in the face of that, we're not going to be able to pay back $14 trillion. The only way that we potentially take on what is going to happen is to balance the federal budget tomorrow. And I'm optimistic that we can do that. We can do this. We can fix this. We went to the moon. We can fix the federal, but we can balance revenues with expenditures. But it has to be now. It can't be a 10-year plan that gets us a quarter of the way there. It needs to be now, and it needs to include a dialogue of Medicaid, Medicare, reforming Social Security, and defense.
But as Rand Paul has said, I think you just echoed, if you don't cut it across the board, and if you don't get rid of these new banker bailouts and QE3 that they're now starting to push, no amount of welfare state being cut back is going to fix this.
Well, I think that the federal government could cut Medicaid and Medicare by 43%. That they could block grants of states a fixed amount of money, 43% less than what we're currently spending, and leave health care delivery to the poor and those over 65 to the state. 50 laboratories of innovation, 50 laboratories of best practices in which best practices would genuinely emerge, best practices would get emulated, there'd be failure would get avoided. This is what we need to do when it comes to Medicaid and Medicare. And there are also other suggestions, health savings accounts, if you're talking about somebody just starting out in the workplace. There are all sorts of reforms.
Well, exactly. As they throw more money, as they throw more money at it, that's supply and demand, the price only goes up because the government is artificially doing that. Before we had any government involvement, we had the best health care in the world 50, 60 years ago, and now it's all being phased out. And you're right. Just like with the schools systems in the country, I've seen numbers in some schools where half of the money is bureaucracy. It's the same thing with the federal bureaucracy that they've just tried to add more to with the Obamacare. That's what I'm for cutting is if you get rid of the Department of Health and Human Services, get rid of the Department of Education. I mean, that's the kind of cutting I want. So what would you do as president? Would you move against all those federal bureaucracies and just completely abolish them?
Well, back to cutting Medicaid and Medicare by 43% and giving it back to the states. Hey, that does it. That in essence may in fact dry up all of the function of those agencies. When it comes to education, we should be abolishing the Federal Department of Education from the standpoint that federal government gives the states 11 cents out of every dollar that the state spends, but comes with 16 cents worth of strings attached. So we need to understand that it's really a negative to take federal money when it comes to education. Give it back to the states. Give it all back to the states.
Yeah, it's our money that was taken to begin with. It's our money that was taken to begin with. Then they send bureaucratic strings back federally, trying to not let parents pack their lunches. That's federal bureaucracy. Banning dodgeball, softball. I mean, Governor, why do you think all over the country, the nanny state, I mean, my view is that it's being done to set the precedent that to wipe our noses, we've got to get federal permission. What's your view of the feds moving all over the country to lobby states to ban summer camps because they're too dangerous?
Well, I'm trying to keep up with you, Alex. You're just one step ahead of me. Don't quite let me finish the last point. But
I'm sorry. Go back to your last point, then. Go back to your last point.
No. Well, just with the health care. You know, what you're talking about is arguably 60%, and I'm agreeing with you here, but you're talking about health care costs that are arguably 60% bureaucratic. The government could be engaged in a systematic process of getting rid of regulation and impediments for healthcare entrepreneurs that would want to enter into the healthcare space to deliver better products, better services at lower prices. Free market approach to healthcare. And by the way, healthcare is about as far removed from free market as it possibly can be. And then you move on and talk about schools and the fact that the federal government is dictating X, Y, and Z to Manchester, New Hampshire. Shouldn't Manchester, New Hampshire decide how it is they want to conduct school for their kids, and for that matter, all across the country. One size fits all doesn't fit, and one size fits all has us bankrupt as a country. The federal government needs to get out of our lives. The unintended consequence of government and regulation and legislation that ends up just burdening us and adding costs to our daily lives, as opposed to this notion of liberty and freedom and the personal responsibility that goes along with that.
Sure. Absolutely. Former New Mexico Governor Gary E. Johnson, GaryJohnson2012.com, running for president up there focused in New Hampshire. Shifting gears to geopolitical matters, not just with defense spending, but that first. How much would you cut it by, or give us a ballpark? And what would you do about all these new conflicts? I mean, if you were president right now and the UN said, like they did a month ago, to Obama, attack Libya, what would President Johnson do?
Well, right now, as you have to do every day, you've got an opinion on everything. I have to have an opinion on everything right now, and I appreciate the arena that I'm in. So when it comes to Libya, you know what? I'm opposed to Libya, and this would have been a day after Libya happened. I'm opposed to what we're doing A through Z. Where is the congressional authorization to go into Libya? Where is it in the Constitution that says that because you don't like a foreign leader, you should go in and topple that foreign leader? Who are the rebels? Are we not in a civil war here? And don't five other countries right now in the Middle East qualify for the same military intervention that we have unleashed in Libya? And under the umbrella of a no-fly zone. Didn't Saddam Hussein exist for 12 years under the umbrella of a no-fly zone? And under the umbrella of a no-fly zone, did not the atrocities in Bosnia occur? The unintended consequences of government. We take out Saddam Hussein, he's the check against Iran. Iran now raises its head. It's not a military threat to the United States. But we should remain vigilant to that military threat. So we need to stop nation building across the world. We need to reconcentrate our military on being able to react to us being attacked, or the notion of imminent danger, which Afghanistan, I would argue, at the beginning was totally warranted. We were attacked. We attacked back. That's what our military was for. We are at war with Osama bin Laden, al-Qaeda. We should remain vigilant to the terrorist threat. But after 6 months of being in Afghanistan, we'd wiped out al-Qaeda. They weren't there anymore. Here we are. We're there 10 years later, building roads, schools, bridges, highways, and hospitals. Men and women are dying, and we're borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar to do this. Stop. Get out of Iraq and Afghanistan tomorrow. And I would have been opposed to Iraq from the very start, believing that there was never a national threat to our security. And that if there was, we had the military surveillance capability to see that happen, and that we could have gone in and addressed that situation if it would have occurred. And there was no threat at all from Libya to our national security. There weren't any weapons being raised. And if there were, how come we didn't hear about that 2 months ago? We weren't hearing a thing about it.
Well, they also lied to us and said they wouldn't put ground troops in, and they've had advisors there and now are publicly talking about invading. And Gates last night, the Secretary of Defense, said this is not mission creep. So that's like saying a green tree is on a green tree. It's just incredible. Governor Johnson, you're backing up from all of this and looking at the big picture, are you concerned? I mean, is that why you're running, looking at some of the other candidates? Because, you know, hearing you on military issues of al-Qaeda, I guess you concur with Ron Paul. Why are we being attacked if you buy into the whole official fable, as the mainstream media and folks do? Then we're being attacked because we have all these empires everywhere. We don't see Switzerland because they're non-interventionist being attacked. But certainly nobody who's got a large military is going to attack us because we've got all these nukes and weapons. What about the issue of the fact that they continue to use the threat of al-Qaeda as a pretext to take the American people's liberties, i.e. the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants?
Well, and then I would have never established the TSA, never. I would have left airport security to the airlines, and I dare say today that we would be as safe and it would be less intrusive. And I would have never established the Department of Homeland Security. State would have done just fine doing that. And as governor of New Mexico, with all of the resources that came in for a Homeland Security in the state, a Homeland Security Department in the state of New Mexico, I just gave that title to my Secretary of Public Safety, and really no resources got added to what it was that we were doing. And I spent all my time trying to fend off what would have been intrusions against the civil liberties of New Mexicans, as opposed to going out and spreading the fear and the really fear more than anything, just spreading the notion of fear and that government is the only one to protect, and that doing some of the things that were proposed right after 9/11, in my opinion, would have just been unbelievably cumbersome, would have taken away liberties and freedoms, would have altered traffic with no justification whatsoever to have done any of that.
If elected president, we've got Senator Al Franken saying he wants to have an investigation of Apple, Google phones. They're all involved in these phones tracking your location, and then when you sync them with a computer, transmitting it on to the telecom. But Al Franken ought to investigate Congress, Governor, because I remember in 96 covering the fact that they ordered the phone companies and cell phone manufacturers by October 1st, 2001, to have all these systems built in with back doors. So Congress is freaking out over this. They passed a law ordering this infrastructure to be put in. What would you do with all of the warrantless spying and tracking and internet kill switches? And Obama wants an internet ID now, where you get a government-issued ID working with private corporations. Basically, the White House holds your passcodes, and they admit the IRS will basically look over your computer. You think that's a good idea?
Well, no. Just right off the top of my head, no, that's not a good idea. And I get back to my resume. You know, you'd asked me earlier, too, why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing this because I really think that I can make a difference. I really think that I can do a good job here. And as governor of New Mexico, I really enjoyed the job. I really enjoyed immersing myself in these issues, trying to understand these issues, and then trying to make the best decision possible regarding public policy and how it actually related to everyday living. And in that context, you know, I vetoed probably as many, and I say probably because I might be embellishing here a bit, but I don't think it's by much. I think I vetoed more legislation than all the other governors in the country combined. And so I really took a stand against bigger government and government intrusion, just like what you're talking about, and the unintended consequences of government. Government picks winners and losers, and as a result of picking winners and losers, I think we as regular old folk, taxpayers, we end up all taking it on the chin. Government should be in the business of providing a level playing field that all of us have access to this American dream, that if we're willing to work hard, innovate, that we're going to be successful in this country, as opposed to being held back or restricted,
sure,
or whatever it is, from having the freedom, having the liberty to do what it is that innately we know best for our own lives. The whole intrusion of government into surveillance, all these things that you're talking about. As governor of New Mexico, I looked at these kinds of things, and whenever I felt that those threats were present, and by threats, I mean threats to civil liberties, I'd like to think I stood up. And I always did the right thing, and that's why I'm engaged in this.
Well, Governor, let me just
cost-benefit analysis.
Cost-benefit analysis. Well, just to be clear here, that's why I do respect you, even though I disagree with you on several issues, is you actually did do what you campaigned for once you got into office, and a lot of libertarians and others admire you for that. Because just knowing that somebody is going to do what they say they're going to do, that's one of the main reasons I admire Ron Paul so much, is that that is a quality that we are severely lacking in Congress, in the White House, in government, in state governments, is people that A, do what they say they're going to do, but also B, understand that if we don't have liberty and freedom, then we're not America. This country isn't special. We could be North Korea. We could be Mexico. It's the liberty that is the engine of all of this prosperity, and that's why I wish you a lot of luck. In the 2 or 3 minutes we've got left here, I just want to give the website out, GaryJohnson2012.com. In closing, if you were on national TV, which you are every day multiple times, and you had 2 minutes to lay it out for people about the direction of America and what Gary Johnson stands for, you've got the floor.
Well, we need to save this country tomorrow. We are on the verge of a financial collapse. We cannot pay back $14 trillion in debt when we're racking up $1.6 trillion in new debt this year and in the foreseeable future. It's not going to happen. We landed on the moon. We can balance the budget. We can do this. This is not difficult, but we've got to engage in it. We're engaged in the opposite. And what is this country about? What did we fight World War II over? Did we fight World War II over Medicaid and Medicare? No. We fought it over our ability to have freedom, to be at liberty, to make our own decisions that don't impact others in any way whatsoever negatively. This is a country of liberty and freedom, and it also is the personal responsibility that goes along with that, something that we move further and further away from as opposed to embracing.
Former Governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, thank you for spending time. In closing, look, the Federal Reserve, the people running it, have a stake in us going bankrupt because they basically loan us the fiat currency and credit back. And saying that we're going to default if we don't spend more money, when even S&P says we're going to default because we're spending too much money, they're steering us right towards the rocks. Would you move to break up the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve? I mean, even Newt Gingrich is now saying that.
Well, I would abolish the Federal Reserve
if
Congress passed that legislation, but they're not going to pass that legislation. And I realize some right now would advocate abolishing the Federal Reserve tomorrow, which would precipitate, which would bring about the collapse, which many argue would be healthy. I'm going to take the side here that that we could actually forestall and actually eliminate the collapse by balancing the federal budget, and in that context, then being a debate and a discussion before Congress to actually rid ourselves of the Federal Reserve, to return these functions of the Federal Reserve to a competitive regional banking system.
And to the Congress, because there's no doubt we're going on the rocks here. Governor, look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. Good luck with your campaign there in New Hampshire.
Alex, thank you for having me on.
All right, great having you. All right, there goes former Governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson. We'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Everybody have a blessed and wonderful Easter. I don't care if Hollywood says we shouldn't call it Easter. And can't call it Easter eggs, you got to call them Easter spheres, but that's all Ishtar anyways. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, crew. Big Bilderberg Group coming up in the retransmission, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.